Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today is Tuesday, June 3rd. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer releasing plans aiming to improve long-term tornado response.
Spencer says the city has secured a large warehouse that will serve as a key distribution center for large-scale donations, and this makes it easier to connect with the community-based organizations.
This warehouse has 140,000 square feet. It's being prepared right now as we speak. We've leased it for 6 months with the potential for expansion and extension on that.
Spencer says this warehouse will serve as a hub site to accept very large donations and then distribute those items throughout the community. Spencer says these resources, they're going to be needed for many months to come. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The mayor has brought in Chief Community Health Officer for SSM, Dr. Alex Garza, to oversee the recovery.
If that name sounds familiar, that's because Dr. Garza led the pandemic task force. He also served 20 years in the Army National Guard and is a retired veteran of two Iraq conflicts. KMOX asked Dr. Garza some of the most pressing health concerns he has right now for people still living in their homes that have extensive damage.
So making sure that they're safe to live in, I think that's first and foremost important. You know, the second piece is environmental exposure. So, you know, if you've got a tarp on your roof, but you're still living in that, you're still going to be exposed to some of those environmental issues.
Dr. Garza also has concerns with the heat here now. He says that exacerbates other chronic health conditions like heart problems and diabetes, and exposure to mold is also a big concern. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery walking back a threat to stop transporting detainees for medical care. He told City Alderman Monday he'd resume the service if they help fix his budget shortfall. Montgomery also defended firing 17 senior staffers, a move that cost the city nearly $500,000. A local group asking the attorney general to go after the city's controversial sheriff the way he went after Kim Gardner. The Holy Joe Society is asking Attorney General Andrew Bailey to remove Alfred Montgomery from office by filing a quo warranto action against him like he did against former circuit attorney Kim Gardner. St. Louis Magazine reports the Holy Joes say Montgomery is guilty of willful or fraudulent violations or neglect of official duty. The group says if Bailey won't act directly, then authorize an appropriate citizen plaintiff to pursue the action. A statewide effort to capture people with outstanding warrants continues. Missouri State Highway Patrol Colonel Mike Turner says most, but not all, of the 239 people arrested so far are charged with serious crimes in Missouri.
We arrested a subject who had warrants from Coffee County, Georgia, for murder in the first degree. So we're cooperating with other agencies outside of Missouri as well to identify the most wanted people that are in Missouri right now.
Colonel Turner says so far 430 outstanding warrants have been cleared through Operation Relentless Pursuit. He says officers have also confiscated a lot of firearms. Missouri has 17,000 outstanding felony arrest warrants. Schnucks workers set to get a dollar raise per year, plus big increases in health and retirement benefits in a three-year contract agreement they've already voted to approve. United Food and Commercial Workers Local 655 President David Cook says it's a great deal.
Part of this, because of the locally owned, I'll agree with that. But I truly think part of this is just the relationship that the two parties have had. We had one terrible incident in St. Louis in 2003. Neither side ever wants to walk down that road again. And we understand that and work to make sure to avoid that.
The terrible incident from 2003 was a work stoppage across all Schnucks, Deerbergs, and Shop and Saves. St. Louis continues to punch above our weight in the Fortune 500.
The St. Louis metro area has seven companies in the Fortune 500, up from six last year. That compares to the Kansas City metro area only having one, and that one is based on the Kansas side. St. Louis's largest company is Centene, with revenue of $163 billion. It's a big drop off then to Reinsurance Group at number two with $22 billion in revenue, then Emerson, Edward Jones, Graybar, and two new entrants, Post Holdings and Core & Main. The top 1,000 biggest companies include Ameren, Olin, Stiefel, Energizer, and Caleres. There's only one Missouri company not based in St. Louis that's big enough to rank, O'Reilly Auto Parts of Springfield. Meantime, Chicago-based Walgreens is Illinois' largest company. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.